Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager with the Relate365.com leadership team. It is possible that some of what I believe is a lie, perpetuated by those whom I have trusted. In Jude 1, 12-16, it says, "When these people eat with you in your fellowship meals, commemorating the Lord's love, they are like dangerous reefs that can shipwreck you. They are like shameless shepherds who care only for themselves. They are like clouds blowing over the land without giving any rain. They are like trees in autumn that are doubly dead, for they bear no fruit and have been pulled up by the roots. They are like wild waves of the sea churning up the foam of their shameful deeds. They are like wandering stars doomed forever to blackest darkness." Enoch, who lived in the seventh generation after Adam, prophesied about these people. He said, "Listen, the Lord is coming with countless thousands of his holy ones to execute judgment on the people of the world. He will convict every person of all the ungodly things they have done and for all the insults that ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These people are grumblers and complainers, living only to satisfy their desires. They brag loudly about themselves and they flatter others to get what they want. False teachers or deceived teachers are those who have wormed their way into our lives, our churches, and our families, and teach us things about life, God, and eternity that sound good, but are not true. They are like unseen reefs in the sea that destroy the unsuspecting ships. This is a problem. Many of those who are false teachers, those among us who are being used by Satan, are really quite good at what they do and are well hidden. In fact, we may think it's fine to share our sea with them until we actually come into full contact with them and the teaching they spread. Those who are false teachers have a following of people whose lives seem to be forever in disaster. False teachers are not really interested in the good of people. They are interested only in their own good. They teach for what they get out of it. They give for what they get out of it. They love for what they get out of it. They serve for what they get out of it. They lead for what they get out of it. If they get nothing out of it, they would soon be gone, because to them, any sacrifice is, well, unacceptable. Since this is the case, they often flatter others or use others to accomplish their goals. Their pragmatic ministry is based on the latest business practices, and their structures are aimed more toward getting people on board than toward developing people of character. There are false teachers in every place around the world. We need to know God's word and apply it so that we're safe. This is Dave Wager with the program Thinking Aloud from the leadership team of Relate365.com.